Good morning. This is going to be the Safe for Work audio. And it is not going to have any kind of not safe for work content at all. It'll just be discussion of affirmations and some mental health things. Just to get a little content warning out there, trying to make it as obvious as possible that's what's going on. And if you guys hear any background noise, just let me know. I've done what I can. I have I have some work being done in and around my home, so if there's anything crazy going on, I apologize. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about affirmations. I found 5 or 6 of them that I think really landed with me, which is a unique experience. And you might hear my dog too. Hi, baby. Come here. Hi, are you joining us today? So my dog is joining us. She's cuddled up and she's ready for her affirmations too. Aren't you, baby? Yeah. So like I said, this will have some background noise to it because I can only control so much noise in my home at this point. And if you want more rambly things, please do let me know. I've not done one before, so this is a totally new thing for me. And I just figured maybe having a yap would help me with my improv skills as well. So, yeah, let's get started. You ready to get started too, Frank? Yeah. Alrighty. Oh, sweet baby, thank you. Is there anything better than puppy kisses? No. The answer is no. Alright, so the first one, shout out to Ash, the greatest goose to grace the internet, for giving me this one, because I had actually never heard this one, and it's really good. And it's, I pursue joy, not perfection. And as a recovering perfectionist, and still somewhat of a serial perfectionist, I need that one all of the time. I have a terrible habit of wanting something to be as good as I can make it before I put it out into the world or make a report or, you know, whatever it may be. In school, it was the worst. I was so slow. I always got good scores, but I was so slow at turning everything in. In fact, one time I actually asked my teacher for a paper back because I knew I could do better. And I still had like a day or something to redo it. And I did it. I hated myself after, but I did it. And it was in fact better. So pursuing joy instead of perfection. That's what we're doing today. I know this audio isn't going to be perfect, and I know I'm genuinely just doing something I like doing just for the sake of it makes me happy. I like the idea of this method of stress relief, of parasocial connection, of fun, honestly. It's interesting to me, and it's exciting to me, and anyway, I'm preaching to the choir here, aren't I? The next one is, oh, this one's heavy. This one's hard. Oh, man. I am worthy of being seen, heard, and celebrated. Holy fuck. Wow, I said this was safe for work and I've already thrown out an F-bomb. So sorry. That's my fault. I struggle with this one. I think we all have some crazy, incredible, awful life experiences that have made us feel one way or another about ourselves that stuck with us for 10, 15 years or more. And carrying that with us on the daily and having to remind yourself that you are worthy of being seen, heard, and celebrated is terrifying. It's terrifying to me. I, most places, just don't want to be observed, don't want to be perceived. I am just a mass, blob, grayish, white noise person. Please don't observe me. Let alone celebrated. Like, oh, I hate being the center of attention. Which is funny, making audios, but I guess I can kind of hide behind that. Especially since I'm anonymous and I don't have to worry about too much of my information being out there. Being heard is not, obviously not as big for me, but I think the idea of being heard without being perfect is terrifying. So again, we're pursuing joy and not perfection today. One thing that I will say about this one too, it's one thing that I've heard a lot and really like hits home with me, is to be loved is to be seen. And that is big scary as well. God. I think the idea of people seeing me in the mess, in the imperfect parts, in the broken, jagged parts, and still saying, yeah, I still love you. Not despite of it, but including that is huge. And I think at one point I had it romantically. And it's not like the one that got away situation. It became a platonic situation. And I have found that platonically in my life. I am so very lucky to have found that in my life platonically. And on, like, genuinely, if you can find it in yourself to build those relationships, it is so, so worth it. It's terrifying. It is scary. But it's worth it. I have some of the best friends that I will ever have in my life right now. And I love them all very much. If any of you are listening to this, I love you very much. On to the next one. I attract my desires with ease. This one is like, I imagine this one is a good daily one, but also especially if I'm going out and I look nice and I'm putting my best self forward that I know that I can, I feel like this one's going to be effective. It's kind of that confidence booster. I attract my desires with ease. It's like, this is what I want. It is going to come to me naturally. I will not have to overexert myself to get this thing. Not to say that you don't have to put effort into those things. It's just like it is mutually worked upon. Like, it's a magnet situation. So you draw to each other. You put effort into it, it gets a little easier. You put effort into it, it gets a little easier. That kind of thing. A lot of people think, well, I attract my desires with ease means that I don't have to lift a finger to do this thing and it's just going to come to me, which may happen. The universe is insane. Like, I will never pretend to understand how the universe works, but you have to put effort into things if you want them. I've always been that type of person. I don't typically sit and wait with my hands folded politely for something. I just go and find it. Which I know sounds kind of silly, because my brain just went, well, what about at restaurants? Because the waiter or waitress is going to go get your food for you. That's literally not what you're there to do. It's fun being neurodivergent. And kind of similarly, the next one too is what is meant for me will find me. And that's, again, that mutual attraction thing is you work towards it, it's going to come to you. You put the effort in, the effort will be given to you or poured back into you. And I that's just good. Like, that's amazing for my work ethic. And even in creative stuff like this, like if I make the effort to keep putting new content out there that I like, and that I think others will like, people will listen to it. When, I don't know, but people will listen to it and enjoy it and tell me they've enjoyed it. Or maybe they just want to lurk and be like, oh, that was just nice to listen to. You know, I'm just a person. So, having that idea of a goal meeting me halfway, in a sense, is really nice. And this one is one of my favorite ones. So this one I use frequently when I start to feel overwhelmed. And this is going to be the last one, I think, for the Safe for Work. If you want to listen to the not safe for work one, please do wear headphones. I don't want to get anyone into any trouble anywhere. Please and thank you. But this one is one that I hope helps you out today. It certainly helps me when I remember it. Love and kindness flow easily through me. Again, the way I kind of look at this one is it's a cycle. The more love and kindness I put out, the more I will receive. While that's not the end goal of putting out love and kindness, it's just this beautiful cycle that tends to happen. I've had really big life things happen in the past couple of years, and I feel like had I not put out as much loving kindness as I had, I wouldn't have made it through all that. And I thankfully put the love and kindness in the right place. And sometimes it's hard to put kindness out there, but I urge you to remember that kindness and niceness are not the same thing. Nice is surface level, polite kind of stuff. Kindness includes respect. So kindness can still say, fuck off. If you need to. That's two F-bombs in a Safe for Work audio. I'm not good at this, evidently. It's fine. I'm doing it because it makes me happy. But yeah, like, kindness can also tell someone to just leave, to go away, to no longer speak to you. Because not only are you being kind to yourself, you're being kind to that other person, believe it or not, because you're telling them, like, I am not the one that you need to be talking to right now. Anyone that's worked in retail, food service, any kind of customer service, where you have to handle those situations very delicately, will know exactly what I'm talking about. It is very hard to look at someone who has just absolutely taken whatever frustration out on you and say, here's your solutions, here are your options, this is the extent of what I can do for you. You know, if you don't have a manager available or whatever, if you are the manager even, you know, these are your options. You may choose any of the above, or you may leave. That is also an option. And most of the time they'd pick something that is actionable and you take it and just accept that they are frustrated with something that isn't necessarily you or what happened or whatever. To me, that's being very kind, and clearness is kindness as well. You know, if you communicate clearly, you're being kind because you don't want someone to choose something that may harm them or harm you. You get my point. But love and kindness flow easily through me. That's such a good one. I love that one. But yeah, there's... Oh, man. There's just so many others that I am excited to get into. But I didn't want to have a stupidly long audio today. I just wanted to have a chat about it. And from here out, there might be... There will be a little bit of discussion of my experience with affirmation. So if you don't want to hear about therapy or things like that, now is your time to just pause the audio, close it out, leave me some feedback if you want, or don't. I thought separating the two might be a good idea for those that don't want to hear it. So, all right. My experience with mental health, and I guess sometimes people call it behavioral health therapy. I've tried a few different ones. Some are more effective for me than others, and I never, ever, ever tell people, like, this one works for everybody, because it isn't true. It just, that's not how therapy works at all. As many of us know, therapy is a tool that helps you cope with thoughts, feelings. It helps you kind of reparent yourself, because you grew up in a type of environment where you didn't learn what you needed to learn to be a, I don't want to say a stable adult, but that's the only word that's coming to mind, to be more regulated adult. I think that sounds better. It has more of the my intention behind it. My experience with therapy was kind of trashy at first. There's a lot of religious trauma involved with that. And also, you know, just financial issues. Being an American trying to get healthcare is insane. And more recently had really good experiences with it, but again, financial reasons couldn't continue, which sucked. But affirmations never really worked for me. Especially the ones that are more simple, like, I am beautiful, I like my body. And just saying that over and over felt like I was lying to myself every single day and making myself believe a lie. And I didn't like that. What I wanted to do instead, which I knew the point of it was to, like, rewire my brain. So it is kind of brainwashing yourself to be more neutral, or even positive. I just didn't like the idea that that's what I was doing when I don't even know if I like my body or myself or whatever at the time. And, affirmations just kind of scared me, so I didn't do them. And then in a more recent experience with therapy, it was like, well, affirmations are, yes, those are, but better ones look like this. And I think these have been so nice to think about today, and the ones that I knew about before, so nice to use in my day-to-day. And since Ash told me about pursuing joy instead of perfection, was, oh man, I'm still reminding that of, or reminding myself of that, right now, frankly. So, yeah, I will do my best to include some resources in the post if it's allowed. If not, I will have resources up on my Instagram that is linked to my profile. So if you do find that you need assistance, with therapy, with, finding any kind of mental health care, I will have some resources linked there or in the post. And that is the extent of things that I can do for you. And I can keep creating audios that just kind of help you feel like you're maybe sitting down with a friend and having a yap about things. Because I know sometimes that's just all you need. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for me. I'm 20 minutes into this. Jeez. You guys are the best. Bye.